I don't know, Rita, if it's possible, but I had a song on my heart, and I don't know if maybe you could even do it a cappella. But do you know that song, I Am the Bread of Life? He who comes to me shall not hunger. He who believes in me, I think it's in your little book. Is it
We can do that,
possible?
Jim.
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna have to pause the recording while we do that
Yeah, no problem.
because the music does not pick up on the very well on the Zoom thing. So let me pause the
Sure.
recording and we're just gonna pause. Jim, one just something in the in kind of the natural realm. The furnace that they threw those boys into it was not just something to make some heat in the house. It was their furnace for smelting iron, copper, bronze, silver, gold. In other words, it was for the refining of metal. And of course, the Nebuchadnezzar ordered it heated 7 times hotter. Well, it would not be possible, literally, to go 7 times hotter. But he made it as hot as possible. I looked up the melting temperatures one time of some of these metals. Iron, 2,800 degrees. 1,900 for copper. 19 something for gold. 17 something. Tungsten, 6,000, which would be the hottest. Lead and tin, 600, 400. This thing had to be massively hot. I mean, surely he made it hotter than necessary to smelt these metals. And there may be literally fires of war in these last days. We don't know. We could get atomic fires that are going to be hotter than this. And God is able to preserve through all this. Now he has his ways. He preserved the Japanese Christians in Hiroshima and Nagasaki by taking them out, by keeping them out of the atomic fire. He placed them somewhere else. He did likewise when the towers fell, those that were his. He had them somewhere else. He forbade them from coming in. But he could just as well do what he did with the three Hebrew brethren. And we have a covenant, Jim has pointed out, we have a covenant. There is no need, there is absolutely no need for anyone to cry and say, fear, fear. Oh, all you talk about is death and destruction. We're all going to die. No, that is not true. You're hearing the wrong side of it. You're not hearing the part about the covenant that we have with God. And I appreciate Jim bringing this out again. We have a covenant with him. Noah, he made a covenant with Noah. Amen. He preserved Noah. And that covenant carries right on into today and what is to come. in the near days. Amen.
Jim, it's good to see you again. My brother, that's a good word. I just wanted to say, this week, I noticed something in scripture I really never seen before. In Peter, 1 Peter chapter 3, it says, in the days of Noah, it says that they were saved by water. You know, and you know, you think about all the sons of men that were destroyed by the water, and yet God made it a point to say that the righteous, the sons of God, were saved by water. And so it is, you know, the three cleansing agents that you mentioned were water, the blood, and fire. And you know, those are the, you know, what will destroy the unrighteous is actually a cleansing agent that saves us. So I just think that you did, you know, it was good to show the separation of the people of God from the unrighteous. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Larry, for the confirmation. I appreciate it. Thank you, brother.
Let me mute it.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Tim, for bringing this. There was a thing really that touched my spirit when you were sharing. And like in the time of Noah, it is really good to go deep down to the story when the flood came. You know, there was a two type of water that came. There was a water that came from the ground, but it was also a water that came from above. And the water that is coming from the ground, that is, if you go into and analyze it, you see the water from the ground is heavier, and it's having a equipment in it, stones, material, and everything. But the water from heaven is clean. It's fresh. And when both this water came to one place, the water from heaven was floating above the water from the ground. So the judgment that took the unrighteous was the water from the ground. But the water that was floating above the other waters, it was the place where the ark was. It is the place of the water from heaven. And we look into it that we are in this ark today. We are in Christ today, flowing in the water from heaven. We are not mixed with the water from the ground. That is the judgment that is going to destroy what is from the ground, because what is born of the spirit is spirit, and it was born of the flesh is flesh. There was a line between the water from the ground and the water from heaven. And I challenge you all to look into it and see that there is a two way of water coming. Water that is going to judge and the water that is going to save. And we are a part of this water that is flowing, that's going to save us in this time. So that blessed me when I see this. But also in the time of Nebuchadnezzar, when we see the furniture they were going to heat it seven times. Just think about why was it placed there. It was the same furniture as they used when they were making this image that Nebuchadnezzar was putting up. And why is it used against those who does not want to be a part of it? It is what the world is doing according to the world is going to go against us. They're going to put us into the same heat as they are building their own empire. You can call it a training layer or something, or remind us, unlike what is going on in China, they put you into camp to remind you. But I believe when this three Hebrew heard that he was going to put this heat seven times more, they were rejoicing. They were shouting because that was the number of their God. It was not a number that belongs to the enemy. It was a number of God. And when they heard that there was going to be seven times more heat in it, they were, I believe they were jumping, they were shouting, they were glad, they were rejoicing. Come into this fire freely. Because I believe they would walk into it even though they were bound. Because they heard the number of their God. They knew that God had taken over this heat. And when God had taken over this heat, it is, was not going to do anything unto them. And we see this heat, this fire that we need. We see it again and again in the world. If you look at Exodus chapter 16, and he's speaking about the bread that they were collecting. They had to go out and collect the bread every day. And it was just ready for them. They could eat it. But what happened on the 6 days? They were going to collect the bread for the sixth and the seventh day, the Sabbath day. And what were they doing with that bread that day? In Exodus chapter 16 and verse 23, he said, and he said unto them, this is what the Lord had said, tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto the Lord. Bake that which ye will bake today, and settle that ye will settle, and what is remained over, lay up for you to keep it unto the morning. So what were they doing? They were putting it through fire. Because they were baking it, they were settling it. So that was the only day that they were putting, they had to prepare it. It was something that they had to do in a special way that they did not do other day. And we are surely in this time that this preparation that we have to go through. The word of God from heaven that comes to us, it's working in our life, and we are going through the triple time. We are going through fire. And this is a God purpose to make us ready, to give us opportunity to come into his rest, to be in his resting place. So I'm blessed by this time. I'm surely aware of what is going on today. I have never ever faced what kind of tribulation and many things that is going on. But no one thing I know, and that is that there is a change that is coming within us. There is a change that is coming within you, brethren, that will be in that way that you are not going to be affected. You are going to be overcomer. You are going to have a strength and overcomer, because when you meet someone, even you can meet someone that is angry with you, and you will realize that it does not affect you anymore, because you have received from heaven something that makes you forgive everything, understand these things. You will meet a tribulation, and it will not affect you because you have given it up. If I go into a bar today where all people are sitting and drinking, it will not affect me. Even though I drank alcohol before, I do not do it today, and I have not been doing it for many years. But it will not affect me. I don't have to be a partaker of it. I have overcome that because by the blood of Christ and the Spirit of living God that is within me. That is how we become overcome. We overcome everything within us before we start to overcome it outside. And you are called today, and not only called, you are chosen today to be an overcomer in Jesus' name. Bless you, brethren.
Amen. Thank you, brother.
Amen. Someone have something to add? Yeah.
One verse, Jim. Again, confirmation of what you were saying. Daniel chapter 12 talks about that there shall be a time of trouble that never has been since there's been a nation, even to that same time. And at that time, God's people will be delivered. And we're coming to the time of trouble. I believe that there's never been such a time as there's been a nation. But we are promised that at that time, God's people will be delivered. Confirmation, Jim.
Yes, praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Brother Larry.
Amen. Well, if we have nothing more to add, we'll shut the recording off.